Welcome back to Not Your Final Destination. Before we get started, like always, thank you so much for tuning in. Over 107,000 streams and counting. Today, I am super thankful to be the host of this podcast. Even though I don't record episodes as much as I would like to, these are some of the nights where, you know, the kids are asleep and I can lay my thoughts out onto this microphone, onto the thousands of people that tune in every single month and every single week. Over 8,000 listeners this week alone to all the previous episodes. So I want to make a quick thank you audio here for all of you guys that continue to press that play button and to continue to listen to my life stories, my struggles, the adversity that I face. And maybe you can connect with some of this adversity and say, hey, if he could do it, I can do it. And remember, the first step's the hardest step. Once you take that first step, anything is possible. Today's episode is going to be talking about unspoken struggles, right? And for me, I feel like one of the struggles that I've talked about in this podcast episodes that I've recorded in the past are the ones with, you know, my father, the struggles of just sometimes, you know, not feeling as if I'm good enough to be in his life. As you guys know, our relationship has never really been one of those relationships like I would like for it to be, even though like I've reached out and I've texted and I've called. But this is one of the unspoken struggles that I have. And if you come from, you know, a broken family, or if your father wasn't present, your mother wasn't present, and this resonates with you, we should definitely connect on Instagram. You can follow me over at the Felix Diaz. That Instagram channel has been recycled into many things now, just a couple photos of, you know, some cityscapes and things that I enjoy here in the Jacksonville area. But I kind of want to share with you guys just a little bit of the mindset, like where I'm at right now in this specific season of life. For me, if you know me, or if you don't know me, or if you have followed along this crazy journey that I'm in, I am a person that will try anything once when it comes to entrepreneurship or starting a business, or you know, just taking that leap of faith into doing something that someone would be like, man, like I'm here, I have this job, but then there's this opportunity, I'm gonna try to take that. You know, I got to be very, very careful with, you know, my family and my kids, and to make sure that they're supported. And sometimes I feel like, you know, some of these tasks that are coming up for myself, that I'm not doing something that's going to jeopardize the family, right? The unspoken struggles. So for me, as the man of the house, however you want to play that, right? Like my house, we all do things to support the family. My wife is working, I'm working. We all collectively bring a lot to the table for everyone. And for me, I sometimes feel like I have to do a little bit more. That's just the way that I'm programmed, even though my significant other is doing a phenomenal job of supporting the household, bringing in income. Because remember, one team, one dream when it comes to the family. But coming from this lone wolf mentality that I've always had, I've always said, well, I have to do. And it's one of those unspoken struggles that I deal with as I continue to get older, and I continue to visualize what I want to see my life and my family's life and my kids' lives. And I know that, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and a lot of adversity and obstacles and struggles, mental struggles. But for me, one of the major struggles that I have, and one of the most unspoken things that I do, is the relationship that I have with my dad, right? And me and my mom's relationship isn't like the strongest that it's been, but it's some of those things that affect me as a human and that have, you know, taken over my emotional side of things, where I feel like I could be a little bit more, you know, more mature about what's going on, but at the same time speak more again, and I'm going to repeat that 1,000 times in this episode, is the unspoken struggles. And I'm speaking about it now because I feel like I need to get it off my chest. This is a good place for me to do it. And someone out there might be going through similar things, and it's okay. You know, yeah, last night I'm getting ready to come upstairs. You know, this is the time where I can kind of let my brain wander and think. And my wife and I were in the kitchen, and we're talking, and you know, she's like, oh, last night, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but like, you woke up out of your sleep and you said that you know, that you, something about like me being at my childhood home. And I remember clearly what she was talking about, and I was telling her that in wherever I was, like, I've fallen asleep 20 minutes into me going into that slumber. I was at my childhood house in my bedroom, and the way that my house was laid out, you can kind of see through the living, like you can see my sister's room, then like a little hallway, and then you can see kind of into like the living room area, kitchen slash area. And in the dream, I was just waiting for my dad to walk by, and then I kind of woke up out of that. My wife said, hey, are you okay? But I broke down in the kitchen, man, started crying, and you know, explained to her that I should today, jokingly, sorry, just to go off subject, not really, but kind of the same thing. Like, I was like, man, I just need to cry, you know, I just need to get it out. And she says, yeah, you need to cry for like 5 years. And I've gone through a lot of things in my life, and I've gone through a lot of, you know, confusing seasons of my life, and decisions that I've made, right? And other things that I could do and should have done to probably not be in a mental, you know, struggles that I have or that I've faced. But, you know, she reminded me that I'm surrounded by my own family and people that love me and care about me, and, you know, her parents and her brothers and the people on her side of family that love me as well. So there's a lot of love in my life right now. But some of those unspoken struggles are related to, you know, the absence of my father being in prison. And, you know, a lot of times when I'm out doing particular jobs with my lawn care business and like, you know, packing up the trailer or laying down some mulch, as silly as it sounds, but like, I always say to myself, like, man, I wonder what my pops would think about me right now in this, if he was here to see me do this type of work. And mind you, like, I just remember the times that I did spend, and again, this is not like a bad session for my dad, I'm sure he's thinking about me, and if even if he's not, like, we pray for him and I pray for him. But it's an unspoken struggle that career-wise has affected me. And when I think about all the roles that I've ever played, you know, in whether like when I was a quarterback and I didn't think that the coaches saw the value in me, or when I was in high school and, you know, towards the end of my senior season, I got, you know, got benched and they started like the junior quarterback to try to get him, you know, into the next season. Just different scenarios of my life where it kind of played back into my mind of like, yo, like, am I not good enough? Like, am I not, you know, capable enough? Am I just another person, you know, another job ID, you know, like, and it those things, you know, frustrate people. And for anyone out there that's, you know, currently in these struggles or is afraid to speak up, or is that, you know, is even having similar thoughts, or, you know, you are enough and you were created to do things, and you were, you know, created to do what you want to do and what you are passionate about. And I think for me, walking away from, you know, a salary, walking away from a job, starting my own business, you know, it's been hard, and it's been financially hard, and it's been mentally hard. And sometimes I'm taking on jobs like that I have no business taking on as a solo business owner, right? But if you don't take that leap of faith and you don't try or you don't succeed, then what's the point of even trying to do any of it anyways, right? Like, for me, I feel like the people that know me, you know, shout out JP, shout out Erica, shout out, you know, Eric, anybody who's tuned in, anybody who's been here from the beginning of this podcast, like for me, I've done it all. And maybe not all, but like when I say like, man, like, you know, arena football, you know, QB coach, drop shipping, selling courses, building websites, podcasting, whatever it is, right? Like I've tried it. And the one thing I don't ever want to take with me to the grave is that I didn't try it. And for all the people who say, well, like, weren't you doing this? Like, weren't you doing that? Yeah, you're right. I was doing that. And yes, I was trying this. And yes, I was experimenting with that. And now as a, you know, growing entrepreneur, growing all electric lawn care business, I'm learning things that, like, you know, I got to do better. Like if I want to see my business grow to, you know, from $40,000, $50,000 a year to $90,000, $100,000. There's a lot of things and a lot of missing pieces that I need to turn my business into a very successful lawn care business here in Jacksonville. Like, how do I build better relationships? How do I connect with HOA properties? How do I bring on someone that handles all the administrative work? How do I handle the payroll? How do I handle how much I'm getting? How do I handle taxes? How do I, you know, those are things that I've never done. But this year I'm building the knowledge and my wife is helping me, and I've gotten help from my cousins and people to come cut lawns and friends to come cut lawns, you know. So those unspoken struggles are things that maybe you should speak up about. And maybe, you know, again, this is me speaking, but sharing with you guys, it's like, I need to do that. I need to speak up and I need to share these struggles that I'm having. So someone out there that might be kind of, again, going through that season of life or that adversity or those speed bumps, because, you know, those speed bumps are going to come, you know, starting the business part-time before my job, where it finally took over, you know, the money was there and it was the peak of cutting season. And I was getting, you know, 8, 9, 12 customers a week, brand new. It was a no brainer to jump and take that leap of faith into this, you know, this lawn care venture, right? And now that I've done it for, you know, 8 months, I'm passionate about it. Like when someone gives me feedback, like it hurts me, but like it's a thing to say, man, like, that's my name on that building. Like, that's my name on that truck. That's my equipment. That's my Google page on Google, where people are saying my name and not, you know, a big corporation that someone else built. Like, that's something that I'm building. And for some of you guys out there, you know, you're trying to build a name for yourself within that company and within someone else's, you know, framework of what they're building. And if you don't shine to that person, or that person doesn't see your, you know, what you're capable of because they're more concerned about their own personal growth, then maybe it's time for you to step back out of that pack and do something that's going to impact your life in the future, right? Right now, I feel like America's in this really, really crazy space where housing market's super expensive, groceries are super expensive, light bills, I mean, hell, car insurance is through the roof, like just different things that we're like, it's, you got to do a significant amount of things in order to just survive. And I think a lot of us are just kind of going with the flow, as someone would say, of just saying like, well, this is just how it is. And this is, so for me, it's like, yo, if life is getting tougher and it's getting more expensive, like what other things can I do to be in front of it, right? Does that mean I have to stay up late creating podcast episodes? Does that mean I have to, you know, start streaming again late at night? Does it mean I have to, you know, open back up my, you know, two other small businesses that I have? Like, do I need to go push ads for website creation? We got to do something, you know, so that we can talk about those unspoken struggles rather than keep those things in our brain that's going to jeopardize our jobs, jeopardize our performance, jeopardize our families, jeopardize our relationships. And for me, this is just kind of a way for me to share those things with, you know, people that are afraid to take that first step in the right direction, or they're afraid to speak up about it, or that are afraid to pull over, you know, a spouse or not even a coworker. I want you to stay away from that. But like, you know, no one else wants to see your downfall more than someone that wants to be where you are. But it's just one of those things where pulling someone aside that you completely trust and that that person would be completely unbiased of your opinion. And sometimes getting that, you know, feedback and that response from someone to say, man, like, you know, this is what you should be doing. Or like, yo, if you keep doing this, like, you're going to lose more customers. Just using those as examples of like what me and my wife talk about, like, hey, did you text your people that you're not coming today? Or, hey, you weren't feeling well today. Are you going to tell this person that you're going to come next week? Like, all those moving pieces to, you know, the business that you're trying to create is important. So for you, with those unspoken struggles, the goal or the homework assignment for you guys in this episode is like, what can I do right now, you know, five things of those unspoken struggles that I'm having to eliminate you thinking or having those mental struggles. And hopefully they're not physical struggles, but taking those struggles out of your life so that things kind of align and your life is a little bit smoother. Now, it's not going to happen overnight, and we all know this. And this is me speaking from experience and me speaking from the kind of just the things that I'm dealing with on my own, you know, adversity and my own ambiguity. You know, like, it's just one of those things where we got to figure out, how can I turn these thoughts into positives? So the homework assignment for you guys, and I was listening to another podcast today, and it was not talking about struggles, but just like organization. You know, in the morning, like, what's the first thing you do, right? Like, the first thing you do should be something you love. That's just kind of something that, you know, the championship mentality, the take the first step mentality. So do something you love, whether it's just like, you know, getting some coffee, going outside, doing yoga, listening to your favorite podcast, waking up super early if you have kids, then just dedicating some time to yourself to go over, you know, tech news, whatever it is that you like, you know, start that first thing in the morning. The second thing is creating a routine, the championship routine. Okay, I did what I needed to do at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., whatever time you wake up in the morning. The second thing, you know, eat a healthy breakfast, work out, whatever it is, make that a routine. The third thing that they said in this podcast, which I'm sharing with you guys here, because if I'm getting something that's valuable from somewhere else, I'm going to share it with you guys so you guys can apply it as well. So number three is, once you've done your personal thing that starts your day that you really love, the next thing would be obviously to work out or exercise, do whatever. The third thing is to go ahead and on your phone in your notes section, have your day broken down into things that you need to do. This is something that I struggle at and something that I need to do in order to take my life, I believe, to the next level. So that's, you know, okay, today I have 8 lawns at lawn, you know, 3, 4, and 5. Here are the opportunities. I need to talk to those customers. How can I add-ons? How can I upgrade them from their old mulch to new mulch? Excuse me. That's something to think about for yourself as well. Number four, you know, for me, it's, I need to disconnect when I get home from cutting those lawns. I need to put my phones down. I need to turn them off. I need to focus on my family, give them the time that they deserve. And this is stuff that I think about in my mind, but as a father of 3 kids and a husband, sometimes I get lost in like everything that's going on, right? My kids are running around, they're screaming, hollering, and then I kind of get trapped in that tornado of screaming and hollering and saying, oh, you know, all this stuff. But that's my number four for me, is I need to disconnect from the social media. I need to put it down. I've dedicated my work day. Now I need to go ahead and turn off all my stuff and dedicate that time to my wife, to listen to her things that she might be, you know, her unspoken struggles, things that she's thinking about, things that she's struggling with. I need to learn how to disconnect. And obviously we live in such a connected world that I feel like a lot of us is, that's probably a hard thing for a lot of us, you know? So for me, that's the disconnect. And then five is to pre-plan my day for the next day, saying, okay, for number four for me, remember, like, okay, these houses that I hit, like, did I ever talk to them? What's the follow-up? Am I going to close them? So for the next day, it's just the follow-up, making sure that that championship routine, that championship mindset, those unspoken struggles are communicated with the people you love and that love you. And ultimately, at the end of the day, we're taking that first step to becoming that best version of ourselves. Listen, guys, if you enjoy the content, we ask for one thing here. I'm not asking for money, not asking for donations. I'm just asking for you to share this podcast with someone you love or that someone that you think would benefit from hearing the things that we talk about here. I'm trying my best to come out with at least 2 to 3 episodes a month. And I want to say again, from the bottom of my heart to every single person that tunes in, thank you so much for pressing that play button. And if you're already sharing the podcast, I appreciate you. If you're following me on social media, I appreciate you. And hopefully you guys, you know, take that first step, because the first step's the hardest step. Once you take that first step, anything is possible. And remember that God created you to do incredible things on this planet. And sometimes we just need to let go, live, and try our very damn hardest to accomplish those things that we see ourselves doing now, in the near future, and in the future. My name is Felix Diaz. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Not Your Final Destination, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.